Hello, everybody. This is Georgianne Hughes, and this is The Bite Show once again. And we're very lucky to have with us Dr. Adrienne Krieg. And we are going to be talking about the Patriot Act and all kinds of things today. Hello, Adrienne Krieg.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. I'm fine.
That's good, because you were not feeling so well.
I know. Well, I have ups and downs days.
Well, don't we all? You see, this is the gist of things after 50.
Yeah, I know. But I sure wouldn't want to be any younger in this country with the kind of things that...
I have to say, Georgianne, I am most severely distressed.
Yeah.
For what my children and grandchildren are going to be living in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice.
No, it's not. And I'm just wondering, you know, I keep hearing these little murmurs of revolution, la-da-da-da-da, you know. And I don't think that the people really realize that guns and bullets are nothing in the face of the kind of weaponry that these evil people have at their disposal.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking about the Patriot Act.
Yes.
The Patriot Act essentially empowers these people to do anything they want.
Absolutely.
You know? Well.
And they're looking for expanded powers, and, you know, they're trying to overturn, what, the Second Amendment?
Well, I think the Second Amendment is very difficult to overturn because there are now, my guess is probably 80 million Americans with guns, and probably 45 to 50 million with carry permits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were going to attack that as a politician, it's the third rail. I mean, you're gone, you're history. So I don't know that they would be doing anything in that venue. However, the other stuff that's in the Patriot Act, I mean, there's no question about it, and the new Domestic Security Enhancement Act.
We'll fire at it.
Well, you said you'd like me to give my site.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Is A2ZPublications.com, www.A2Z, and it's A, small a, the number 2, Z like Zulu, publications.com. That's where you can buy my books. If you want to look at various essays and articles that have been published all over the country, you can go to www.kriegbooks.com. And if you want to buy any of my books, you can go to 1-800-431-1579.
Give it out just one more time.
1-800-431-1579.
Okay.
I've just written an article for the Nationalist Times, and the title of the article is George Bush, Pathological Liar. And, you know, some people will think that's very harsh, and it's very harsh to criticize our president like that. So in the beginning of the article, what I do is I make a little list. And the list says Iraq is the source of terrorist activity. None was found. Iraq has mobile weapons labs. None were found. Iraq is producing nuclear weapons. Not so. Iraq purchased yellow cake from Niger. Not so. Iraq has continental ballistic missile. Not so. Iraq has chemical weapons. We know this. Not so. Iraq has bacterial agents. We know this. Not so. We will deploy 2,000 new border agents. Not so. 210 were deployed, not 2,000. And I go on to say that I don't want to fill up the entire page with more lies of George Bush, but I do want people to really understand his latest whopper. And his latest whopper was that we must support the Patriot Act and include the new provisions of Patriot 2 called the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003. Just off the cuff, the Patriot Act was terrible. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003 is a disaster. And let me tell you about the lies that George told. His first lie was he said all 16 provisions are important and they are constitutional.
Right, you're right.
Okay. Now, I don't want people to think that I just arbitrarily, you know, make statements about somebody being a liar. And so I hope George is listening and paying attention, because the Patriot Act violates the First Amendment by abridging the freedom of speech as well as the right of people for redress and grievances. It violates the Fourth Amendment, the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects against unreasonable search and seizures.
Right.
It violates their rights because no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause. And this probable cause must describe the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. It violates the Fifth Amendment because it says no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presented indictment by a grand jury. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due cause. Just compensation.
Yeah,
the Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy trial by an impaneled jury, it violates that. I mean, this is stupid. I mean, how could a man make a statement so stupid and say it doesn't violate our Constitution when it violates the entire Bill of Rights?
Well, a lot of people in this country do not know anything about the Constitution.
Well, I have a book they should read. It's called Our Political Systems. In the back of that book is not only an index in the Constitution, so you can just look under issues and find it in the Constitution. It's a cross index. It also tells you how the original 13th Amendment was removed, that the Internal Revenue was not legally ratified and was a temporary tax, and that the federal FRS is not federal, it's a private corporation, and that act was never ratified by the states. So all of that stuff is in there, so if anybody wants it, look it up in Our Political Systems. So the first lie was he said that the provisions were important and they were constitutional. The second lie is that in reference to the Patriot Act, accomplishes exactly what it was signed to do. It has protected Americans' liberty and saved Americans' lives. That is an absolute lie, okay? George Bush told us that they had arrested 400 terrorists under this law. Well, that is an absolute lie, because what they did is they arrested 400, and they concluded that 200 of those arrests were illegitimate. The people had done nothing wrong, so they let the 200 go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to 200. But then the government agents continued on with this business, and they concluded that of these 200, 180 had simple basic violations of minor infractions of the law. The average sentence for those people, prison term, was 11 months. This was things like, not updated green cards, not notifying of change of address for people with green cards, you know, all this kind of nonsense, okay? So we're left with a total of 14 people who were suspected of having connection with some terrorist group. None of these have been proven yet in court. Not one. Okay? So what George Bush is saying, in order to arrest 14 potentially bad guys, we are inconveniencing 380 million Americans.
Yeah, and at taxpayers' expense.
Yeah.
And the key word there is suspect.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know.
They have no evidence. They have, yeah. They haven't. Well, you know, I live down here in Tampa. We have this Hilarion trial going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen such a circus. And they have imported Israeli women, and I must say, nice-looking women, okay, who are going to court as witnesses for the prosecution, saying how, you know, buses were blown up and you know, their friends and family members were killed and all this kind of business. Well, the government has to prove that Hilarion funded this kind of thing. They haven't proved that yet. So it's a political trial. It's exactly what Hilarion said. It's nothing but a political trial. The guy hasn't been convicted of anything, nothing, but they're hauling people in, making bizarre statements, and this is how this whole thing functions. Now, when we look at this new Patriot Act 2, which is actually called the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, which, by the way, has not been passed by either House of Congress and is going to be presented shortly, I would like every listener that you have to phone their congressman and say, if he votes for this law, I'm not going to vote for you the next time you run. I mean, that's how serious the situation is.
Well, you know, look at that old drunk Kennedy. This man was responsible for the death of a woman, and yet they put him back in office. This is the IQ of the
yeah.
voter.
I have to tell you, I did a radio show, a national syndicated show this morning, and a guy called in from Massachusetts. And I said to him, gee, I'm truly sorry for the state in which you live. And he said, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sort of says it all.
Yeah.
But, you know, Barbara Jean, let's look, or Georgette, let's look at exactly what are some of the inclusions in this new Patriot Act.
Okay.
The first thing that I found really objectionable are called administrative subpoenas. And what administrative subpoenas are, you know, if a police officer wants to arrest you today, he has to go before a judge, and he has to provide reasonable evidence that you have committed a crime. The judge looks at this evidence, and if he feels that the evidence is appropriate, he will write out a warrant which the police officer then can serve upon you and arrest you. Okay? Administrative subpoenas are arrest warrants which are not issued by a court. They're simply issued by a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
In other words, some guy in the Department of Justice or the FBI or any government agency decides he doesn't like you. He goes to his boss and says, hey, let's put out an administrative thing and arrest this guy. This violates the entire U.S. Constitution. Every precept that's in our Constitution for our well-being and for our freedoms and liberties is violated by such an act.
Right.
The very next thing is, it's called a held harmless clause. And the held harmless clause says that if government agents and agencies are to be held harmless for any violation of law, incorrect searches, false seizures, anything they do, a confiscation of property, they're to be held harmless for doing this. So what we have here is we now have a guy in the Department of Justice that doesn't like you. For some reason, you know, you're a radio talk show host, and he says, I'm going to get her. He issues an administrative subpoena, and he gives it to his buddy in the FBI. They come over to your house, they steal your property, they take your car, they loot your house. They say, this, we all need this for evidence.
Yeah, they did that in Nazi Germany, too.
Yeah. And, yeah. Wait a minute. And you have no recourse.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. That's right.
Can you imagine a country with laws like that? I mean, it makes Joseph Stalin, he must be smiling.
Yeah, so must Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of the New Age people. Oh, my God.
And it, listen, it goes on because it gets really diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
They have a thing called a collection of information on American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
This is a provision within Patriot 2, and it is the development of a national database on all Americans. Okay, now, I'm not a criminal. I really don't have any serious problems with that database. However, this database contains information that the government has absolutely no business having.
Such as?
Included issues. All issues relating to health. Hospital records, doctor's records. All bank accounts. All public records. All Social Security information, library records, driving records, licensing records of any and all types of licenses, all state and municipal records relating to the individual, associations, membership and membership affiliations. Listen, there is no one, I don't care if it's the head of the Department of Justice or the head of the FBI, that can justify a database like this. There's no reason for it.
I agree.
And it gets worse than that. All the terrorists that are attacking us are foreigners, so why do they need this information on Americans?
Well, I think that the terrorists are domestic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, they're in Washington.
Yeah, when you look at these laws that they'd like to pass, my God.
It goes on. Wiretaps.
Yeah.
They will be allowed to wiretap anything without court order. This is part of this whole diabolical act. This includes emailed, internet access, mail, telephone, telegraph, telex, Western Union, all without court orders. In other words, what they can do is they can go on a fishing expedition. They want to know who's your girlfriend.
Sure.
And they can you imagine, can you just imagine the amount of blackmail that will result out of this?
Oh, and there will be.
Sure.
Good.
Every crook working in government will be able to find out anything on any citizen. And heck, we all have a closet in the, a skeleton in the closet somewhere. So there you are. Secret arrest warrants. Citizens can be arrested without due process, not be charged with anything, and held indefinitely in a secret location, and upon being charged, have no rights to regain their freedom.
Oh, gee.
Stool pigeons. Stool pigeons and corporations who rat out their competitors or neighbors and provide information, even if it is totally false, are granted immunity from any legal action. This is mind-boggling. It means that if somebody dislikes you, they can go to government and say, hey, listen, I think aliens are terrorists. And a government agent can come into my house, confiscate my property, steal my property, leave me without even a bed in the house.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, they can back a van right up to your house and take everything. Yeah.
And all police officers and officers of the law who commit an illegal search, arrest, or seizure are granted immunity against prosecution or civil action.
Oh, gee. Oh,
geez. It gets better.
Oh, my God.
Foreign governments may illegally spy on American citizens and obtain information so long as they share that information with the government.
Oh, boy.
The Patriot Sunset provision that was in Patriot Act 1 will be eliminated. You know, I've only gone over a very small portion of the of this law, which is quite lengthy. It's substantially longer than the first Patriot Act. You know, I'm really at a loss as to how any congressman could possibly vote for something like this. I mean, is Ron Paul going to be the only guy again to stand up against this?
Well, you know, it gets even worse. I mean, your children, they can, with very little provocation, they can take your kids away from you.
Well, that's just under the people in Texas.
Yeah. You know, it should show the people that your children belong to the state, literally. They do not belong to you.
Well,
yeah, it's sick. The whole thing is just...
You know, you're absolutely right, but the way this government functions, you don't even own the land on which your house stands because you're paying property tax on that land.
Well, nobody's going to give you an allodial title to anything anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. But, I mean, when you think about it, you know, when you really... you don't have to think really deeply, but when you think about it, you go out and earn money. You buy a piece of land. It is now your property. And the government, the state or local authority, taxes you on the ownership of that property.
Mm-hmm.
Don't people understand there's something basically wrong with that? They didn't participate in paying for it. Why should they be allowed to tax it?
Well, they taxed it when you earned the money, and they taxed it when you saved it. They taxed it when you bought the property.
And then they taxed it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have things. You know, sometimes when I hear, particularly Teddy Kennedy or Hillary Clinton or one of these, I don't know, numb-brained politicians talk and make statements, I sit there in absolute wonderment, you know, where these people are coming from. You know, just to really tease your audience a little bit, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton bought a little house in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Bedford Hills, Upper Westchester County. I used to live in Westchester County. I lived there for quite a while. This little house that they bought, I don't know, it's a couple of million dollars, a few million dollars for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, the house was so expensive that the mortgage is $10,000 a month.
Mm.
That's a pretty stiff mortgage.
Yeah, nice little house. You know.
Listen, Georgette, guess who's paying for it?
Taxpayers.
You betcha.
Oh,
you know, Bill Clinton is a retired president. He needs bodyguards.
Oh, yeah.
Why a retired president needs bodyguards is beyond my understanding. He's no longer in office. Okay? So he has bodyguards. And the bodyguards have to have a place to stay. So on the estate in Bedford Hills, the Clintons had a little house built. You know, it's a little small house, twice the size of a garage. And that's where these bodyguards from the Secret Service stay. And, of course, I mean, the Secret Service has to pay, you know, to have this little house on their property. And it just so happens that the rent for the little house is $10,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
So you see...
And here we have elderly people in this country that can't even afford, Adrian, to buy a fan to keep them... air circulating in the dump that they live in. You know, in the summers.
Oh yeah, and I mean, but you know, the whole government is so corrupt that it's absolutely infuriating.
Well, Adrian, it even gets worse. I mean, there are medical examiners out there that will see to it that if you want a prosecution and you are somebody, quote end of quote, with the money to pay for it, they will falsify autopsy reports. And that's been going on for a long time.
You know, when you're talking, Georgia, and when you're talking about our justice system, all I can say is O.J. Simpson and Michael the Boob. The people of this country have no moral compass left. All you have to do is look at Michael Jackson to realize that there is something very seriously wrong with this individual.
There's something wrong with that whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at him, you know, with all his surgeries and the way he looks, and his lawyer, my wife pointed out, his lawyer let the cat out of the bag. The lawyer said at the end of the trial, he said, well, he says, Michael has learned something. He won't be sleeping with boys anymore. In other words, it's an admission that he was doing exactly what the prosecution said he was doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the jurors said that he, even though he voted, you know, for the defense, he came out and said that he believed that Jackson was a pedophile. And they asked him, well, why didn't you vote, you know, for prosecution?
Right.
And he said, well, because the state didn't make the case.
Well, you know, yeah. But you can say the same thing about the O.J. Simpson case. It was exactly the same kind of thing. I mean, everybody knows he was guilty.
I don't think so. There's things that were never brought out. There were people that were murdered behind the scenes. I think he's probably not a really nice guy, but I don't think that he was guilty. I think that it involved some pretty heavy people, and he was
well, that
patsy.
Could well be.
You know, he was the patsy. But they're doing a lot of this, making patsies.
Well, I'm old enough, and I lived in Europe during the Second World War, to recognize these, what I can call really frightening developments within our government. We're beginning more and more to look like 1937 Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Our freedoms are being eroded. Our liberty is being destroyed. Our constitution has been trashed. We have leaders that have no guts, no gumption. As a matter of fact, we don't have any leaders. You know, whether you like him or not, Churchill was a leader, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you like him or not, I happen to have absolute disdain for FDR, but he was a leader.
Yeah.
I didn't like Kennedy, but he was a leader. Well, who do we have today?
Nobody.
We don't even have anyone in Congress that's a leader remotely. Ron Paul is the only guy, a congressman from Texas, is the only guy who votes using intelligence.
Well, you know, this creep got up yesterday and said that equated our troops with, the Nazis. He talked about loud music. He talked about, torture technique.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my goodness, he ought to stop at a red light anywhere along the border.
Yeah, you know, you're not kidding.
And listen to the boomboxes coming out of some of these cars. There's a huge effort being made to cause the American people to hate their government. And it's not the government. It is the people running it.
That's quite correct.
You know?
I think that what you just said is a very, very insightful statement. Because it is the people in the government that are doing this. If we went back to the way our Constitution was written and we were governed in accordance with our constitutions, do you realize we wouldn't have a Department of Energy? We wouldn't have a Department of Education?
Right.
There's a whole slew of government agencies that would be disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
Federal agents that work for the Park Service and none of these people would be armed. Why does an IRS accountant need to be armed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's just stupid.
He's a robber, boy. He's going to get your money.
But, you know, under Homeland Security, we've consolidated, I think it's 184,000 federal employees under one department. This is about the same size as the Gestapo was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of leads you to look at where are we going with this? Why do we need these enormous police forces? You know,
they're going to be used against the moms and pops and
yes,
the working force of this country.
Absolutely.
They're
where they're going to be used.
They're not going to be used against terrorists. And, you know, it's just like the borders. There's no control over the borders.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, and if they were serious about terrorism, they would do something about the borders.
There is absolutely no question. You are 100% right on target.
And, you know, we trained a bunch of Mexican commandos that went back to Mexico. Now they're coming up here again, escorting the human traffickers. They are, escorting the drug dealers into America. And it's okay. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is the crux of the people who will criticize that you as well as me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I say to them. If this Patriot Act 2 or the Patriot Act or any of the actions taken by our government indeed had something to do with terrorism, that would be fine. But they don't, and the proof of the pudding is if they wanted to do something about terrorism, they would stop people who are terrorists from coming into this country. Now, I'll give you an interesting example. This happened on the Canadian border, I think, the day before yesterday. A guy came to the border, and I have to tell you, they had a picture of this guy in our local paper. He is about the most bizarre-looking person I've seen in years. I mean, this guy really looked weird. He had a chainsaw on which there was blood.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sword, an axe, knife, and brass knuckles.
Gee.
Okay. He came up to the border, and the Border Patrol agent, the American Border Patrol agent, let him in. The following day, he murdered somebody. Okay.
You know, if you and I had come in with a can of mace, they would have locked us up for God
knows. Exactly. Oh, no. If you go to the Tampa airport here with a cigarette lighter, they're going to lock you up.
Okay.
They've got a big sign as you enter the, it's an international airport, as you enter the airport, it says, it is no longer legal to have cigarette lighters on airplanes. Okay? But a guy with a bloody chainsaw, an axe and a sword can walk across the border in Canada.
Yeah.
You wonder about the intelligence of the people that we hire.
No fooling. I know. I read that story. It's very bizarre. And
well,
even
did
Canada,
you see the picture of the guy?
Yes. And
have you ever seen anybody as bizarre in your life?
Yeah, in California.
talking about California.
But you know, the Canadian government has now called for troops on the border. Did you know that?
Well, on which side?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. It just gets higher and deeper.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, tuberculosis is spreading like crazy in this country. No one that comes in here, of course, is screened for TB or sexually transmissible diseases or anything else.
Oh, well, you know, the way the Kennedy... Who wrote that new immigration policy. It was Kennedy and somebody. I can't remember the other guy.
I can't either, but it's...
But the new immigration policy that was enacted under Kennedy's tutelage is absolutely unbelievable. If you're a medical doctor with a German passport, it is extremely difficult for you to get a green card to come to the United States.
Oh, boy.
And if you are a Haitian sugarcane cutter that is illiterate and has AIDS, it is very easy for you to get a green card.
Well, that figures, yeah.
You know, but what was in Kennedy's mind when they passed his law?
Well, see, they want a lot of illiterate and stupid people, so when they say, we will give you this or that, those illiterate, stupid people will vote for them, you know.
Well, you know, of course, the political constituency thing is an old bag, you know, and it's been done to death in probably every what used to be Republican form of governments. The open border policy of the EU is essentially what we're headed for here eventually.
Yeah.
And that open border policy is so bad, it's just absolutely terrible. In Germany, England, France, Switzerland, which is not an EU member, but in Switzerland also because they have a pretty, you know, liberal policy on border crossings, Austria. In those countries, over 86% of the crime is committed by immigrants from Turkey, the Balkans, from North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I mean, I know it's politically incorrect, but heck, if you're importing people and they're committing all the crime, wouldn't you turn the valve off?
Well, one would think if you had half a brain cell operating, you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, you know, but we're having the same problem here. I think the federal penitentiary's incarceration rate is now over 50% Hispanic. And, you know, this is not to disparage Hispanics. I have no problem with Hispanics at all. But it is to disparage an immigration policy that lets the lowlifes of every country come in here.
Well, you know, speaking of lowlifes, this MS-13 gang and others similar to it are literally cutting people's heads off with machetes.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
And you know,
I mean, in the United States, in the state of Virginia.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but you know, the Department of Justice issued an order to the Department of Immigration and Naturalization, which is now part of Homeland Security, 2 years ago, before the Homeland Security Department was even built, and they said, here we are providing you a list of 34,000 illegal immigrants that are felons that are running around the country. We want you to arrest these people and deport them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the Department of Homeland Security finally told them? We can't find them.
Yeah, we can't find them.
Maybe we can't find them. Well, I tell you what, I don't think it'd be very difficult to find them.
They
really
can find a mad cow, infected mad cow.
Oh, right.
You know,
in Montana where there's no...
Yeah.
Where there's nothing but cows.
And they can tell you where it came from, what stall it's in, what it eats, but they can't find thousands and thousands of these
illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
They
aren't immigrants. They're aliens.
I think it's not a matter of stupidity. I think it's a matter of desire.
That's right.
They don't care, and they don't want to do anything about it. And that's why nothing is happening.
That's right.
If you look at this, so then if we look at this from a completely different perspective,
mm-hmm.
let's put ourselves in the position of the guys who want to run everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're the Illuminists who want to be in charge of the world in America.
Right.
We want to be in charge of Western Europe. We want to be in charge of America. We want to run the whole ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
How do we accomplish our goal to get control of all these governments? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to destroy the bond that binds societies.
Right.
And the bonds that bind societies are family, community,
language, culture,
and culture. And they're destroying this systematically in every G8 nation. Even in Russia,
yeah,
they're destroying this. They're importing people in that refuse to assimilate,
mm-hmm,
that don't want anything to do with us. They just want to, you know, live off us. And so if you're looking at this from the perspective of the people who want to run things, you begin to understand why they're doing it and what they're doing.
Yeah.
The next thing they want to do is to disrupt society, is they have to remove a portion of the population out of the country. How do they do that? They start wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and they ship 300,000 people out of the country.
Do you know that we have thousands of troops right now who are very sick from anthrax vaccine?
Well, not to mention the thousands and thousands who have died due to radiation exposure with the DUI ammunition.
That's right.
You know? And I mean, I'm a veteran. I go to the VA, and it's distressing. I mean, every day there's more guys coming in with no legs and no arms, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what for?
Yeah.
You know, and I so agree. The show I was on this morning, there was an ad on, you know, while we were doing the show, and it was a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she was selling ribbons to go on the back of cars. And they said, the ribbon said, "Support our troops, bring them home."
Right.
And I couldn't agree more. That's how we support our troops, is to bring them home and to get them out of this ridiculous sand quagmire that we've shipped them into.
Oh, it's criminal what they're doing, you know, to the troops. It's criminal.
It's a very sad situation when
right,
a bunch of what they call themselves neocons, and you know, of course, that's an oxymoron, because most of these guys, if you look at them, Richard Paley and you know, all of these people, their parents were communists,
mm-hmm,
in New York City.
Yeah.
And so these neocons, they're not conservative at all. They have a completely different axe to grind. And it's really sad how they control this administration. I mean, A to Z, they seem to control everything. I was so distressed when they appointed Chernoff, you know, he is just exactly the wrong person.
Yeah, an ex-KGB Russian intelligence agent.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, with very, very tight connections to the Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing appointing people like this into our government? I had written several letters in regards to his appointment. I said, I don't have any problem with him living in the country. But he shouldn't be in the government.
No, he's not an American citizen.
Yeah, well, you see, this is one of the problems with the neocons. About half of them were dual nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a dual national. I have a Swiss and an American passport.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not holding public office. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody who is a dual national has absolutely no business being in this government. And I'm saying this as a dual national.
I agree with you.
This is wrong. People who run this government should be Americans, not they, as a matter of fact, they shouldn't even be immigrants.
Their yep. last name should not be Bush. The shrubbery is about to overtake all of our freedoms.
Yeah, well, you know, I call him George the Lesser.
Yeah.
Of course, the problem is that that sort of indicates that there's a greater, which would then have to be his father, and I don't cotton to that one either.
Yeah, I'm the same here.
Sometimes I sit and I just, you know, wonder how people can buy and accept the things that go on. We've had numerous terrorist acts in this country in which there was definite implication that the BATF or the FBI was involved in the terrorist act.
Mm-hmm.
The first Twin Towers explosion, it came out in the trial that it had been started as a sting operation and that the FBI had actually provided the explosives and the primers.
Yeah.
And they had hoped to, you know, catch this ring of criminals, and of course they screwed up. When I look at things like that, I remember something very clearly called the Reichstag flare.
Right.
And that was in Germany. The Nazis, which were actually radical socialist nationalists, were in very strong opposition to the communists, who were the other large bloc, political bloc in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nazis were quite a bit smarter than the communists. So they said, how can we justify, really taking over the government? And they said, I know. We'll go to the Reichstag, and the Reichstag, of course, is their parliament. We'll plant a bomb in there and we'll burn it. And so, of course, the Reichstag started to burn. They did this one night. And then the Nazis had people all over the street saying, look, the communists are burning our state legislature.
Yeah.
And that was the Reichstag fire. And what did it result in? It resulted in the ability of the Nazi party to get elected and for Hitler to become the chancellor. And when we look at actions like that, and we can almost apply this to actions that are taking place in our country. Every time one of these so-called terrorist acts takes place, there is an almost immediate reaction within the legislative and executive branch of the government to pass laws like the Patriot Act, to limit people's freedoms, to, you know, all of which have nothing to do with the action that took place.
Right.
So, you know, this is a pretty distressing thing. I mean, when you have a law proposed by our government which essentially strips us of all of our rights, and I mean all of the citizens. We're not talking about criminals. We're talking about perfectly honest, good citizens that have done nothing wrong. They can be violated. To put it bluntly, a federal agent can walk into your house if this new Patriot Act is passed, rape your wife, steal your wallet, and leave the house, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I'll guarantee you that Laura Bush, nobody's going to be walking into her house.
Well,
nobody's going to be raping her. Nobody's going to be taking her silverware. You see what I'm saying?
These people,
you know, are highly insulated from the laws. George Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, all these people, Kerry, you name them. They're all insulated from these laws.
Well,
totally.
Not only that, they're also insulated from paying taxes.
Well, sure.
You know, and so, you know, this leads us, I guess, to the pretty close to the end of the hour. And so I just wanted to say before we get off again, if anyone is interested in any of my books, they can call 800-431-1579. That's 800-431-1579, and they can buy the books there. But if they want to rather peruse and see what the books are about and see which books might interest them, they can do that on my website that has all my books, and you can buy them on PayPal on that site. And that site is a2zpublications.com, and it's a small a, the number 2, small z like Zulu, publications.com.
And it's publications, plural, with an S, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're not inclined to buy anything, but you would like to learn more on issues like the Patriot Act and many other issues, you can go to the site www.kriegbooks, that's K-R-I-E-G, books.com, and there you will find essays and articles and things that I've written that have been published in newspapers and magazines all over the country. So, you know, I just wanted to put that in before, we're done.
What would you, I mean, we are this is the war between good and evil. And Adrian, I mean, what would you recommend that the people do? You can't seem to get a whole lot of cohesiveness in this country. It's so disrupted.
But you see, this is the action of the ruling elite.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're playing off the blacks against the whites, the rich against the poor, the women against the men.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is being the Hispanics against the Anglos. Everybody is being played against each other to keep us in constant turmoil. So at the same time, behind the background, they can steal the whole ball.
Yeah.
And this is how they do it. And I mean, it's very obvious. You know, if you listen to the news and you watch the news, you'll see that there's always some way of inducing hatred or distrust or anything between different groups of people. And we must remember that we, in a Republican form of government, do not have group rights. We have individual rights.
That's right.
And it's very important to remember that, because that's what they do. They pander to groups of people by offering them or giving them benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other group wants benefits, and then they get the groups to fight amongst each other while they're stealing our Constitution and Bill of Rights and everything else.
Well, but, you know, what can the people do? I mean...
Well, frankly, in one of my books, July the 4th, 2016, The Last Independence Day, at the end of each chapter, there is a section of about 10 to 15 things applicable to that particular, issue that's discussed in the book that can be done by citizens to change things. And in communications, for instance, I said the first thing you can do is shoot your television.
Yeah, really. Do you notice, instead of talking about this Patriot Act and how perilous this is to every person in this country, Fox News, for an example, it's all about Aruba, this girl. You know, I'm sorry she's been abducted, but I'll tell you something, there are millions of women and children and little boys that have been abducted.
Yes, but you see, if you notice, Every time one of these important issues comes up, like the Patriot Act,
something
is done to divert your attention away from that so that it can be legislated while you're paying attention to something else.
Exactly, Adrian.
And that's how these guys work. And they're very clever at it, and they're very good at it.
Well, you know, we've got the history of Russia. We've got the history of Nazi Germany, and you just name it. I mean, history is full of these tactics that have been used for hundreds of years, thousands of years, if you go back into the Bible. You know, and you would think that the human race would get two brain cells together and figure it out and not allow it to happen. But that's, I guess, just not human nature.
Well, you know, when you look at our school system today, it's not that hard to understand. I talk to high school students. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to live very close to a bus stop, and I talked to high school seniors. I was astounded. In Florida, you know, you can graduate high school without having taken a course in economics, without having taken a single science, with only having taken rudimentary math courses, no geometry, no physics, no algebra, no comparative religion, no government, no geography, and you can pass high school.
Oh, but they know how to put a condom on.
On a bit ambidextrously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's they count the class to do that is called health, and they count that as a science credit.
Oh gee, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's just oh Adrian, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's disturbing. It's distressing. It's you know, and for years. For years, people have been out talking about serious topics to the public about their Constitution, about protecting this country, about watching these legislatures, you know, the bills that these people are signing off on, like NAFTA, GATT, and now they've got this other one, CAFTA. And the congressmen, the senators, they don't even read these things, and they sign their name to them, and they, if the people continue to re-elect these jelly beans, you know, please.
I know, I found it, you know, when they passed NAFTA originally, mm-hmm. the law had not even been written. They actually, these, what is it, 400 or so boobs in the House voted for a law that they had not seen, they knew nothing about, and they had no idea what it said.
Yeah.
And it's an agreement of over 1,000 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And how can these people have no conscience?
That's right.
They're supposed to represent the citizens of this country and their constituency, which is the people within their congressional district. They're supposed to represent them. How can they represent them when they vote for things when they don't even know what they're voting for?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of these people think, well, you know, I'm going to have an important position after we take over the United States and this and that. You know, I've got news. They will kill them.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mean the people. I mean these strategists that are trying to absolutely destroy this nation. These little helper bees they have up in Washington, D.C., it's just like what the Nazis did. They killed a lot of those people.
Yes, it did.
That helped them get to power.
Well, you know, the people who are the power understand fully well that the lackeys that work for them are not to be trusted.
Exactly.
And this is usually what happens in these kind of situations in governments.
Mm-hmm.
The people who then attain the power get rid of the lackeys because they can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Well, give out your website and your phone number again.
Okay. The website to go to learn about the books is www.A2Z Publications, and for number two, and a small A and a Z like Sulu, publications.com. The website for articles and for reading up and learning things on various issues is www.kriegbooks.com. And the book phone number, if you don't have access to a computer where you can order by an 800 number, and they take any credit card, is 800-431-1579.
Very good. Well, Adrian, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on again. You certainly have a lot of guts. Okay, well, folks, that wraps it up. This is Georgianne Hughes with The Byte Show, and my special guest, Adrian Krieg, Dr. Adrian Krieg. And go to his website and check all this out and get busy, because every day the candle is getting lower and lower. So God bless all of you out there listening, and we'll be back.